This question comes a lot. Like most people say, oh, well, how do you get started? I don't know how. I've been trying to do this for a long time. The very first thing is that I notice is that real estate investing is very oversimplified in the media, right?
Of course, because they just want you to sign up like that. That's the thing they'll say, oh, use other people's money. You can do this, you can do that. And then in reality, it's a very different world.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? I'm not denying the actual benefits. So, yes, of course, you can get some cash flow. You can use other people's money. You can leverage this and all of these. It's true. And you can create wealth because I believe that real estate is one of the best investments you can make.
Right. And that's what
However,
investing means. You want to invest to make money, not
exactly. So
to
that's the one thing first that people really don't really think about too much, which is how long is it going to take? And it always takes longer. With real estate, always plan longer. It is a
Yes.
long-term plan. This is not as something that you are going to just be good at it.
Well, and can I just extend that a little bit? Because when Araceli says it takes long, things through the whole process take long. So it's not like, oh, I'm going to buy a house and then flip it. Okay, first of all, you buy a house, then there's the time between buying it and closing it, which could take months, just that alone. Then carrying costs between when you buy it and when you even flip it or when you go to sell it. There's all this cost and time involved in that. And do you know those numbers? So even when you go to sell it, then there's even more time between when you sell it and when you close. So all these things, it all takes time. And sometimes when we talk about holding onto a property, we have an idea in our heads. And historically, that's, would you agree, 7 to 10 years to hold on to
Seven
it.
to 10 years if you are holding property. And as you can see, 10 years is a long time if you are committing to a property for a
Yeah,
long
and if it's going to be tenanted, you
time.
have to figure out the time that it takes to find a right tenant. How many years are they going to stick around? Are you going to Airbnb it? Like there's short-term tenancy and long-term tenancy. What works for you? What works for your lifestyle? So all that takes time, even up here, it takes time to think it through.
Correct. It's just because it's oversimplified. They tell you buy a house, fix
Yeah,
it,
like that.
and
Yeah.
then everybody thinks that within a couple months everything is going to be ready.
And
So
you'll have a bank account full of money. Yeah, it doesn't work
exactly. So no, it
that
doesn't happen like that. Like you said, the transaction itself to finding the property, closing on the property, rehabbing the property, and sell it. It's not instant, it's not like that. It doesn't happen that quick. So
Right.
that's one of the things. So it's oversimplification. I think people don't understand what they're getting into. So that's one.
Yeah.
The next one is fear. I think we all have fear about something that is unknown, right?
Of course, and rightly so. That's just human nature to feel fearful because if there's something that you've never done before, it's like riding a bike. I've never gotten into that. Like I could kill myself. I could crash into a car. I could jump, fall down a cliff. Like, so fearful.
Then you go into this rabbit hole of analysis by paralysis that you
Right.
never end, because there's so many things possible that could happen. And
You
investing,
just got to jump in the rabbit hole. Just jump in.
well, yes and no, but
Something with a parachute.
yeah, exactly. So you need to have number three, which is actual knowledge, right? And I think people the same. We go back to the oversimplification that it's out there, and you need to really narrow down where you're going to invest because every single state, province, whatever, even cities, completely different from each other. You need
Absolutely.
an expert on the city or the area that you're going to be investing in because there's requirements that you need to know that could kill the deal, right? So
Right.
all
And
those things, you need to be very proficient at it, right?
yeah. Well, and I want to add something to that too.
Yeah, go ahead.
So knowledge means you need people who've done this before you. So you really do need if you can absorb whatever information you can from the internet, okay, fine. That's why we're here because we want to tell you, look at we're two professionals. We've done it before. We love to help people invest. We answer a lot of the questions, but you need other things like a really good tax accountant, you need a really good lawyer to keep you safe through the whole process. So wherever you are and understanding the tax laws there, understanding If you want to rent it short term, there are laws, and you might have to get a license to rent your property out as a for a tenancy. So there's all these things that you need this information that you might not find on the internet. You have to meet people, and they give you so much. Even mortgage brokers, oh my gosh, they give you so much information, and it's usually free. I'm not saying abuse them, but I'm saying, when you're ready to talk and go through that system, Erica's course is the first thing that you should do. And then you can talk to other people, and she'll help you meet the right people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is the one thing also. There's so much information now. We're information overload. Somebody will tell you something, somebody will tell you something else, and in some cases it's completely the opposite. So the best thing is to find someone that is doing it in the area that you want to get into, because otherwise you're going to get mixed information, which it may not be bad or wrong, it's just that it's applicable only to this part of town and it's not applicable to this part of town. So that's why
Exactly.
it's so important to be very, very specific about what you want to do, what your strategy is, how to analyze the property. That's one of the biggest mistakes I've seen everywhere, that people don't factor in all of the carrying costs, the actual selling. All of that has to go into the deal. It's super important. That's how people lose their shirt, really, because they think that they're going to make this much money, and at the end of the day, they find out that they don't,
I
right?
already said numbers don't lie. You got to look
That's
at those
right.
numbers.
But you
If it's
just
too
have
good
to
to
know.
be true, it probably is, right?
It is, right? Sometimes you will run into a fantastic deal, but not all the time. You have to make sure that you double check the numbers as much as you can, right?
And I want to go back to something. So when we talked about holding on to, so the best thing for real estate investing is to hold on to a property for 7 to 10 years to see the return. So this also, why it's 7 to 10 years is because let's say right now we're in a really crappy market. Interest rates are very high. Prices of homes are still very high. There's not a lot of inventory out there. The houses are, in need of help, let's say, for what you're getting for your money. So when you look at the 7 to 10 year process, you don't know all the dips and lulls and things that are going to happen within the market itself, which we as regular people don't have control over. That is because of the economy. That's because of the government, because of, a zombie plague. So there's all these things that we have no control over. So when you think of investing and have this idea of a 10-year hold, it could be really daunting. And I know people would be like kind of hard with that to say, well, in 10 years, I expect to, be living in Costa Rica or something. So how does that look in your lifestyle? So these are all the questions you have to ask yourself too, and say, okay, is this the right thing for me? Do I want to do this? Can I do it? So, okay. So finances, that's the last
So,
thing I'm
well,
bringing up.
part of the knowledge, right? It's also knowing what it takes. And one of the biggest things is your finances. I
It,
find
of
it that a
course.
lot of people that want to get started in real estate is because they want to increase their income or they want to increase their legacy for their children, maybe, and they want to have more time freedom. So, that is one of the biggest motivations for people to start in real estate investing. However, you really need to be diligent with your finances. And that is one of the things that a lot of people lack because they don't even know how much money they need. Why are they doing what they're doing? And what do they expect to have from the real estate investing? That is the biggest issue. So if you don't know what you want to accomplish, then you're basically shooting in the dark, and you don't have a plan. You need to come up with numbers, right?
Right.
It
But the
is.
other thing too is like that's what we help people with, where they say, I want to make $1 million in a year. How do I do that? Okay, so you want us to come up with a plan? Okay, well, this is how you do it. Number one, you have to buy, let's say, 5 houses and invest $5 million, and then you may get that $1 million out of it. So do you have the $5 million? So you can look at it backwards if you say, okay, this is what I want to achieve. In this amount of time, is it possible? Okay, fine, let's buy like 10 lottery tickets. You wanted simplified? go ahead, go to the store, buy it, and just take your chances. Real estate is not that. It's serious. It's knowledge. It is, you know, there is fear every day. We have fear of, you know, 500 other things. But when it comes to real estate, to go back to the numbers, you have to know what Araceli is saying with the plan. You have to know your numbers. You have to know what you have to invest first. And then we can help you with that to say, well, this is what we recommend to do. If it were me, if it's my money, this is what I would do. This is how I would do it. If I can find something in this price range and, you know, in 10 years, this is what the outcome should be, we have no guarantee, but it's pretty likely that this will happen based on historical numbers.
Exactly. So this is what you have to know,
Yeah.
that most people expect a straight line, right? So you are here and then you're going to make more money. So there's a straight line. It doesn't happen that way. If you want to think on real estate just as it is on the market, that it goes up and down. But at the end of the day, when you start and when you end, usually, you know, in the what we can see in history, it's always bigger. It's just the ride that you don't know
Right.
exactly how it's going to happen. So
Right.
that's why I think that was the biggest issue for most people, because as soon as something goes down, oh my God, you know, the sky is falling. And it isn't, right? Like, this is how the market acts, and it happens to real estate as well.
So from a personal perspective, I think the hardest thing for me personally is choosing a path. Because there's so many different ways to do it, and there's so many great ways to invest. So the hardest part is to say, okay, do I want a short-term lease, you know, investment? Do I want a long-term? Do I want to flip it? Do I want, you know, to take that and then buy a house and then leverage that on another house? There's so many things you could do within that realm, and to not know what to do. We totally understand that. We get that. So a lot of the answers have to be from you to say, okay, you know, yes, I have the money. Yes, I have the time. Which way do I want to go? And that's what professionals help you with to say, this is the best path. This is the best way to do it.
Correct. And there's just, you don't have to start big flipping houses or having a, you know, a big building. No, you know, we always recommend to start where you are. Like, what are the skills that you have, the time commitment, the money that you have? What can you do with that to get started slow and
And
continue to go?
even I was talking to a mortgage broker the other day, and even as a private investor, so
Yeah.
if you just want to lend the money out to someone else that they want to do it and the money's guaranteed to you, you can do something like that to get your toe in the water. If you want a partnership, you can do that, and it doesn't feel so scary if you know there's somebody else there with you. So all these things have to do with what's your lifestyle like, how much can you take on? What are your numbers? What do you want to achieve? Are you really like, I'm just going to jump in head first, or do I just want to, you know, give me a parachute and I'll float down slowly?
Yeah, well,
Person.
everybody has a different risk tolerance. So you
Exactly.
really have to understand yourself to know if this business is for you. N not just because somebody told you that you can make a lot of money. Is it really for you because you're willing to tolerate the up and downs that this business goes through? So.
I just have a funny story I'd like to tell. I think it's funny. It's almost like, so lately somebody told me about these auctions. So, and Araceli knows the story. She thinks I'm a little bit crazy, so which is fine. So it's almost, I want to say it's almost like bidding at an auction. What's your style? Do you get super excited and then you go crazy and then you like, okay, I know this thing costs like $50 in retail stores, but then you go crazy and then you overbid. So why would you do that? So knowing there's fees, knowing there's other costs involved in that $50, even though your bid is $50, it's not really $50. It's going to be plus, plus, plus. Same thing with real estate. The house is not just that price. You have to pay the lawyers, you have to pay the real estate agents, you have to pay the closing costs, you have to pay a whole bunch of other stuff on top of it. So if you know, and that's the interesting thing too, in I think it's Australia, maybe other countries as well, they actually sell houses by auction. to me, I think it would be crazy to do something like that because people do get excited and they get, like, oh, I hate that guy. I'm gonna overbid. I'm gonna bid him up. And then you're stuck. So things like that are a little bit scary. I think that's why it's harder to sell real estate that way. I know you can kind of do it and can't do that style of sale in Canada. It's not popular though because people are fearful. And is that the best way to sell our house?
Probably not. But the
No.
thing is, you know what? That's why people think that getting into real estate investing is hard.
Exactly. Yeah.
All the oversimplification that goes everywhere that you can see, that you can get, that you can do something big with very little. Okay, so just be aware of that. The other thing is fear. Fear itself that you have and that we all have of change, starting something new. Completely understandable, right? And the third one is knowledge. If you don't know where to start, you're just basically aiming, shooting in the dark, and that is not going to help you. So,
Never a good idea for anything.
for sure. So the best thing is all obviously part of that is your strategy, knowing your skills, how much money you have, what your finances are like, and what is that you want to accomplish. If you have that will give you a really good base to get started and why you want to get started in real estate. And if you have that, then you just go step at a time. One of the things is obviously hook up with professionals like ourselves to get you some guidance so you can get started. And then after that, then basically the sky's the limit. So many options that could happen. But
That's right.
if you can get yourself out of your head and start, that's the best way to do it, because as you move along, you'll know, okay, the opportunities will present itself to you, and then you can continue to move forward. So I hope that really helped you, because it is not hard, it's just you need to have a little bit of planning to get started.
Yeah.
So,
And don't sign anything unless you understand it fully.
yeah, true.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's all for this week. So we'll see you in the next episode next week. Okay. And remember to subscribe and tell us how long did it take you to get started in real estate investing if you are already an investor, or tell us as well how long have you been thinking about becoming a real estate investor. Okay. We'll see you next week.
Great. Thanks for joining us.
Bye, Colette.
Bye.